COA News, I'm Tom. Both the U.S. and Iran are signaling they're stepping back after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases housing American forces. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
In a speech at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the missile attacks.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one. Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
And the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to approve a resolution Thursday directing President Trump to not use the military to engage in hostilities with Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the vote as a stalemate that criticized the Trump administration for conducting the airstrike last week that killed Iranian Quds Force Commander Qasem Soleimani without consulting Congress. She called the airstrike a provocative and disproportionate action that endangered U.S. troops and diplomats. Puerto Rico slowly began to recover Wednesday from the string of devastating earthquakes that have hit the U.S. Caribbean island territory since late December. The power grid intentionally shut down as a safety measure after Tuesday's 6.4 magnitude quake was partially brought back to life. Nearly 500,000 of the island's 1.5 million customers had service again, up from 100,000 on Tuesday. The governor said that most of the Puerto Rico area should be having power restored by Thursday. This is VOA.